Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ajanda.
I would like to listening from you for talk about the experience. Yeah. Someone can practice and experience something for knowing and unknowing. I want to listening from you. Natasha?
Yeah.
I can say something for share experiencing from you.
About knowing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I started meditating, I would say about close to eight and a half years now, I've learned my experiences have been about the practice, a revelation in terms of how I live my life every day, in terms of my everyday experiences based on this practice and how I can utilize the practice into my everyday life. I always say, you know, it's good to come for practice to a center where you have the support, the tools, guidance, a community to show you the way. But what's important is to utilize what you learn here into the everyday life when you're outside of the center, when you're outside of the community, and putting it into action. And we might feel peaceful here, we might feel calm, we might feel at peace, but the real challenge is being outside and outside of the center and in your everyday life, whether it's at work, at home, with family, people you meet. And that's where the practice comes in hand, into, you know, into reality for me. So the knowing of being in the present moment, the knowing of being mindful, the knowing of being aware is still an ongoing practice. But I can say that through my experiences of meditation and the passion that I have for meditation, because I see what it does for my life, has been a life-changing. I couldn't see my life without meditation. Knowing that I can come back right here to the place of being in the present moment, calming my mind, whether it's good thoughts, whether it's unpleasant thoughts, and just taking a pause and not reacting. It's not always easy. But when I am mindful enough, I can catch myself and I can just be with whatever is arising. And that's the key. Just, you know, not reacting. Our reaction sometimes, you know, takes the best of us in our anger, in our jealousy, in our envy, in our attachments to things and people. Letting go is a big one. Letting go of non-attachment, letting go of, you know, expectation, letting go of not getting what you want. And part of the practice, letting go, impermanence of things coming and going, not staying the same, change, being comfortable with change, going with change. And like nature, we change. And being comfortable with that, and not fearing it. Also, that's not easy to do, but part of life, part of growth, part of everyday environment, and we change like nature. The key is to change with nature, to go with it, and to accept it, and to not fear it, and to look at it for a greater good. Being in a comfortable space is comforting, but that does not allow us to experience life on life's terms. So the knowing of all these things is a liberation in itself. It's a freedom. It's a freedom of understanding life on life's terms and not trying to do anything more or anything less, but kind of, if you can, not sure if it's possible all the time, but to enjoy the journey, enjoy what life has to offer you instead of looking at it as something like, you know, something horrible happening to me or whatever the circumstances in your life or the situation, but the knowing that everything needs to come to, it passes, it comes, the impermanence of everything, that's very big for me, the impermanence of knowing things never stays the same. And that's also been a big part of my practice, where I can just be and I don't have to act all the time. I can just be in what is presenting itself right now. So the knowing of that, and the knowing of letting go, and the knowing of being present, being kind, being compassionate, being loving, not just to others, obviously you have to be all of those things to yourself, but when that happens, automatically you become that to other people, with other people. It's just automatic, it's our nature, it's who we are. And so knowing that, and the meditation of everything that meditation gives us, is the understanding of who we are. It brings us back to remembering our true nature. And when we do that, that's a liberation and freedom in itself. And so there is less suffering, there is less disappointments or whatever comes with suffering in your lives. Everybody's life has their own suffering. But you become kinder with yourself and your practice becomes more smooth and more accepting. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good. Thank you. Thank you
so much. Good talking.
Really good experiencing for inside meditation, knowing clearly permanent, impermanent, inside, come and go, let them go, and come back to the present moment. Moving, practice, keep practice, control the body for a little bit, pay attention, not too much. Yeah. Momentarily, be aware, not too much. For a little bit, it's really good. For, yeah, breathing in, breathing out too. Yeah, it's good. For relaxing. The body moving, yeah, good. Thought come and go, that's okay. Yeah. How about you, John? Say something. 5 minutes, John.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know if I got 5 minutes worth. I was just thinking, we have another monk visiting us from Nepal here. I don't know if any of us have, any of you have seen him. His name is Samana Kitty. We were sitting and talking about about, I thought we were talking about death in a serious way. Something always struck me about the way Achan Da talks about death, and he's always laughing about it. And that was a puzzlement to me. He mentioned one day that we must die before dying. And I didn't quite know what that meant. I think we need to be prepared for our own demise, because it could happen at any moment. But when I was talking further, Achan Da was talking about each breath, breathing in is a birth and breathing out is a death. And he laughed and he said, "Death to suffering."
Eternal life.
No life.
And that is, you gotta laugh at that. And that's my motto going forward: death to suffering.
Death to suffering.
One who see the world empty the world, the king of it, cannot find the spiritual, cannot find God. Where are you? That. Come on. Don't kill you. Say goodbye. The king of it cannot find the one who see the empty world, empty mind, empty suffering, empty. It's gone, no die. Nirvana is no come, no go. No, I don't know you. Yeah, it's good. Huh. It's the final goal, number one.
Okay, who become the
next
new? Some say
Lakshmi.
Say something.
Do you want to say anything?
Yeah.
Sure. So we are new. This is our first time visit to center, and we just love the technique from John. So I've tried a few times just at home on my own to. What I used to call as meditation, which is just close my eyes and kind of feel my fingers a little bit. But this has been a lot more helpful with eyes open and really follow the movement of your hand. So that helps me focus a lot better. So yeah. I hope to practice it more.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, in the Buddhism, in the
meditation of the, a lot of the technique, a lot of the method. Mantra is to mean someone like the practice, close the eye, breathing in wood, breathing out do. Oh, it's a good, very, very calm. I like it. But I don't know anything. Sleep all day. Easy. Someday eating food. I sleep inside. Okay. A lot of the sleep, fall asleep. No come, no go. But I awake for the practice with the mindfulness, moving, the eye open, look, oh, it's good, knowing, oh, it's good, oh, yeah, I know, Buddha, you awake and one, awake, oh, yeah, I awake, knowing, be aware, oh, yeah, I see you, I see the Buddha. It's very good, easy way. Practice. Oh, yeah, easy. Okay, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.